USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four people now supporting Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's allegations that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh tried to sexually assault her when they were in high school in the early 80s. Lawyers for Ford handed sworn declarations from the four to the Senate Judiciary Committee ahead of Thursday's hearing on her abuse claims. Kavanaugh denies the allegations.
Today, justice was served.
That's Montgomery County PA DA Kevin Steele after Bill Cosby was sentenced 3 to 10 years in state prison for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman in 2004.
For decades, the defendant has been able to hide his true self and hide his crimes. Using his fame and fortune.
The Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates today, probably by 0.25%. It would be the third rate hike this year. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Things slowly getting back to normal for Delta Airlines after a ground stop overnight blamed on a technical problem. President Trump will chair a meeting of the UN General Assembly today. Yesterday, he addressed the gathering in New York City and, among other things, defended his trade policies.
We believe that trade must be fair and reciprocal. The United States will not be taken advantage of any longer.
Sons of Anarchy actor Paul John Vasquez has died. The 48-year-old actor died Monday of an apparent heart attack at his father's house in California. Thursday night's NFL game between the Minnesota Vikings and LA Rams will make history no matter what happens on the field, as it will be the first NFL telecast to feature two women as primary broadcasters. Veteran journalists Hannah Storm and Andrea Kremer will be covering the game for Amazon Prime. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Today could be a day of reckoning for thousands of people residing in South Carolina. Even though Hurricane Florence may only be a memory for some, people who live near rivers in Horry and Georgetown counties are expecting to have to get out of the way when those rivers crest today. Georgetown could see flooding of 5 to 10 feet deep. Thousands of people have already been urged to evacuate that area. In a Tuesday speech to Virginia Military Institute cadets, Defense Secretary James Mattis was discussing the plans for the Department of Defense, and John Clemens has details.
Mattis laid out his three lines of effort. They included building a more lethal military, create more alliances, and to modernize every program at the Pentagon.
We're going to modernize the Department of Defense so every dollar I get, I can look the American Congress in the eye and say, we didn't waste your money. We didn't waste the treasury. And it went to make our military more lethal.
He also pledged to share the Pentagon's capability to protect the country from cyber attack with those outside the military. I'm John Clemens.
And in Major League Baseball, Washington Nationals ace pitcher Max Scherzer's latest milestone came at the expense of the Miami Marlins last night. Scherzer struck out 10 Marlins in a 9-4 victory at Washington, becoming just the 17th pitcher in MLB history to record 300 strikeouts in a single season. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.